Unit 34, Passion. The boy was in a very fragile state as he sat down for therapy. The therapist's office was comfortable and cozy, but he had never wanted to step foot in there in the first place. 2 weeks earlier, his girlfriend of 2 years broke up with him. His parents were concerned. Concerned. Because as the days went on, he had become depressed and despondent. Despondent. He refused to eat, drink, or even talk to them. They felt it was a difficult dilemma. Dilemma to handle, but in the end, they decided it was best to seek professional help. The last thing they wanted to see was the son they once knew to vanish. Vanish from the face of the earth. They cared for him too much to let that happen. The therapist came in and greeted the boy with a wide smile and offered her hand for a shake. The boy looked at her with avoidance. Avoidance. And refused to say a word. She calmly sat down on the couch with her notepad and studied the boy with care. He arrogantly told her that he did not need her help at all. He said he was forced into doing this by his parents and wished he could just go home to handle things by himself. The therapist listened to the boy intently, as he yelled at her for having a job that is a joke, since he felt therapy did not work in the first place. Suddenly, his tone changed from contemptuous to a much softer tone of sadness. Still, she sat quietly listening to what he had to say without interrupting. He tried hard not to cry as he went over his problems with her in full. He talked about how his ex-girlfriend Sarah had engendered feelings of such love and comfort in him whenever they were in the same room. He spoke passionately of how well they got along with each other and how much he was going to miss Sarah now that she was gone forever. The therapist still sat quietly while jotting down a few notes on the boy's behavior during the session. She could tell that he had a strong connection and an unanswered devotion to his ex-girlfriend. He would do anything for her if she asked him to. When he was done, he was almost in tears and he looked to the therapist. Though he hated her at first, after spilling his guts to her, he wanted her to help. The therapist explained that the feelings like this bring up complex emotions in people. Though they are loyal to the ones they love, sometimes you just need to let go and move on with your life. He looked down at the table sheepishly and glanced at a political magazine that had a cover story on nuclear non-proliferation. The therapist explained to the boy that although he loved her, there was obviously no reciprocity in the relationship. Sarah would take from him, but she seemed to never give back. This made him think more on all his past experiences with Sarah and brought him a bit of ease before he left.